What is going on? Welcome to the September 3, 16 podcast. I know it's been a long time, but I am back, baby. I am back and I'm back to stay. How are you guys doing today? I hope your day is going great. And today I'm going to talk about whatever I feel like it, baby, because today is a day and it is a day of living. I swear to God, this is the day that you are going to live your best life. I promise you're going to have the best time listening to me. Thank you for joining. If you haven't already, please like, comment, subscribe, engage, and love your boy because he's trying his very best on a day-to-day basis. All right, so today when I woke up, if you believe it or not, you can hear the enthusiasm in my voice, right? But today when I woke up, I felt like the world was on my shoulders. I felt like death. I felt so lazy. I felt like I couldn't move. I didn't want to get up. And I didn't want to do anything. It's been cold out here this winter. The winter hasn't been kind to your boy, man. It hasn't been kind. But when you think about it, it's an excuse. I didn't know what to do. I felt hopeless. I felt helpless. I felt shackled. I felt like I lost a sense of direction. I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but when you get that feeling, if you don't have a way out, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Luckily for me, I decided months ago to work on myself. I decided self-love was the way out of depression, was the way out of fear, was the way out of timidness, was the way out of hesitation. I decided a long time ago that if I'm going to achieve my goals in life, I need to get my mind right. And I decided a long time ago, when I look back on this day, when I think about what I have done, the results that I've gotten, when I look back, I don't want to feel like I only gave it 40%, 30%. I don't want to feel like I half-assed it through life. I don't want to feel like I let my family down. I don't want to feel like I could have done more. I don't want to wish I did something. I want to look back on my life and know I won. I want to look back on my life and have no regrets. I don't want a bed full of regrets on my deathbed. I want a heart of abundance. I want a mind of abundance. I want to live. I want to be strong. I want to be fully engaged in everything I do. And do you understand what that takes? That takes a commitment, a serious life commitment. That takes consistency. That doesn't only take a can-do attitude, it takes a winning attitude. These are your dreams. These are your ambitions. This is your life. You get one and then you die. If everybody could just remember that you are going to die, like you are going to no longer exist. And the only thing that's gonna matter is what you left behind. The only thing that's gonna matter is who you've helped and what you affected. That's the only thing that's gonna matter. I feel like so many times we get caught up in these superficial worlds. We get caught up in these material conversations. We lose track of what's important. Half the time I feel like humans aren't human anymore. It constantly feels like everyone's just going through the motions and not living their life, not living their best life, not putting their best foot forward, not showing their full potential. Why is that? Why have things changed so much? Look, I'm not just an entrepreneur. I'm a person that wants to reach down and help someone. I want people to grow. I want to grow because I know how difficult it is when you are depressed and you're going through something, how difficult it is to reach out to a helping hand when you're in that space, because you feel like the world is against you. You feel like you're a victim. It doesn't have to be like that. You can win. How do you do it? You have to commit to yourself that every single day, and I don't, and no days off on this, every single day, you will listen to something motivational. That's the first step. If you tell yourself every day, I will listen to something motivational, I'm not talking about the same thing over and over and over and over again. Hey, if that does it for you, then great. I don't care. Like, if it does it for you, great. But the thing is, what happens with motivation is if you listen to the same thing over and over and over again, the effect numbs. You stop kind of listening to it. You start taking it for granted. You stop realizing what it could actually do for you. Motivation is a temporary thing until you make it permanent. I'm gonna repeat that because I don't think y'all were listening. Motivation is a temporary thing until you make it a habit. Right. So if you make motivation a habit on your day-to-day, guess what's gonna happen? That mind of yours that is a garden full of weeds, you'll start plucking those weeds one by one. You'll start laying down the fertilizer. You'll start planting the seeds. You'll start getting ideas. And inevitably, those seeds will start growing and you'll start to win. Then and only then will you have the mental fortitude, the testicular fortitude if you're a guy, and just the fortitude if you're the girl, okay? But you will have it. And at that point, you will be able to thrive. You will be able to strive. And you will be able to kick behind. I wanted to get back with you guys real quick because I know I've been gone for a while. Today is the day, go. Today is the day that you'll start living your best life. I wanted to thank you guys for listening to September 3:16. This is going to be a constant. I hope you guys accept me as your friend. I hope you guys love hearing from me. I hope you guys will connect with what I'm saying to you because this is real life for me and this is something that I take serious. I'm going to put my best foot forward and I am going to fully engage with you. So all I ask is you do the same thing. You share my broadcast. You get my name out there because I want to help as many people as I possibly can. And if this broadcast has helped you in any way, please let me know. Please tell me. Because I love hearing that kind of thing from people. I wanted to thank you guys again. Again, this is Brian with September 3:16. I hope you have a great day.